given that it's 9 o'clock and I'm going for a new
recording meeting, in progress.
Let's go ahead and call to order the March 17th, 2022 advisory committee meeting, and let's do roll call.
Great, thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is roll call for the March 17, 2022 advisory committee meeting. The City of Chino.
Dave Crosley present.
City of Chino Hills.
Ron Craig present.
Cucamonga Valley Water District.
Eduardo Espinoza here.
Fontana Union Water Company. Fontana Water Company.
Josh, sorry. I'm Fontana.
Yeah. All right, Josh, you're on. Thank you. For Harupa Community Services District. Monta Vista Water District.
Justin Scotco.
City of Ontario.
Christopher Quadge is here.
City of Pomona.
Chris Diggs.
City of Upland.
Braden Yu.
Minor One San Antonio Water Company.
Ryan Lee.
Minor Two Monta Vista Irrigation Company.
Justin Scotco.
For the agricultural pool, Nathan DeBoom. Henry DeHaan. Robert Feenstra. John Heitzing. Ron LaBruscherie. Jeff Pearson.
Present.
Ron Petersma. Larry Kane. Pete Hall.
I'm here. Larry Kane's here.
Thank you, Larry. Pete Hall.
Present.
Jimmy Medrano. Okay, for the non-ag pool, Mr. Guy.
Brian Guy is here.
Thank you. Kathleen Brundage. Christopher Quatch.
Christopher Quatch is here, but as representative of the AP for Ontario.
Very good. Thank you very much. You do have a quorum. Please proceed whenever you're ready, Brian.
Just want to double.
Anna, also, sorry, Anna, there's an alternate, Marilyn Levin, for Jimmy Medrano.
Got it. Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Anyone else jump in a few minutes late?
Yeah, Josh Swift, Fontana Union Water Company.
Thank you, Josh. Anyone else? All right. Are there any additions or reorders to today's agenda?
No, Mr. Chairman. No additions, no reorders.
All right. That jumps us into the consent calendar. There's items A, B, C, and D. Does anyone wish to pull an item? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to entertain the to approve the consent calendar today.
Mr. Chairman, Jeff Pearson, I'll move that we approve the consent calendar item A, B, C, and D.
Thank you, Jeff. Can I get a second?
Fontana Union second.
Thank you, Josh. And we will go ahead and do we want to do a roll call vote or just call for a dissent? I prefer to call for dissent. I'm not hearing any dissent, so the consent item carries. Section two is business items, of which there are none. So we'll jump right through that and get to reports and updates. Section three, legal counsel.
Morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. The items for the legal report are listed there on the screen. I have no updates since last week's meetings. I'm happy to give the report if you'd like it, or if you remember what we talked about last week, we can defer.
Wonderful. Does anyone have any questions for Brad or would like an update on any of the items that they may have missed last week? Hearing none, Brad, sounds like you're good to go.
All right, thank you.
All right, that gets us to item B, the engineer's report. Andy?
We'll be giving the update today. Good morning, everyone. Just a few new things from on the engineer's report from the updates that I gave at the pool committee meetings last week on the safe yield court order implementation. So as I mentioned last week, we had the data collection and evaluation workshop, the second workshop on March 2nd, and that that materials on from that workshop is on the Water Master website. Again, we'll be distributing the draft report on April 6th, and there will be a workshop on April 26th at 1:30 p.m. to review the draft report. In addition to that, we're also working on a proposed update to the safe field reset methodology. We'll be distributing that, a TM describing that updated safe field reset methodology at the end of April. And we will be having a workshop on May 19th at 11 a.m. for anybody to attend, and we'll be talking about that in detail. So just kind of a heads up, May 19th, save the date for that. The SGMA annual report and the ground level monitoring committee and Prado Basin scope and budget process, those are the same as last week. I'd be happy to go over those if you'd like. But I'd also like to give the presentation that I didn't give at a few of the committee meetings last week on the Harupa Basin conservation berm and trash boom.
Go ahead, thank you.
All right, so I wanted to give a few updates here on some work that we've been doing over the past year or two on the Harupa Basin conservation berm and trash boom. Next slide, please. A little bit of background to how we got, how we came upon this work. Back in 2019, several improvements to groundwater recharge basins around the Chino Basin were identified by IUA. They identified some issues in the Harupa, Etawana debris, and San Sebain basins that could affect the capacity for stormwater recharge in the Chino Basin. When these issues were brought up at RIPCOM, RIPCOM recommended that Watermaster budget for engineering support to conduct some feasibility studies for making the improvements at these basins. So we included that in the engineering budget for fiscal year 2020-2021. We spent part of that year refining the engineering scope with some input from the IUA recharge group and Watermaster staff, and then we began implementing the engineering scope to conduct a feasibility study for the Harupa Basin. Next slide, please. Some of the issues with the Harupa Basin are shown in the pictures on the right here. There's some damage at the weir area of the Harupa Basin conservation berm, as shown on the top right. Some of the damage on this weir that's been resulted from erosion when the berm is overtopped. This may impact the ability to store water in the Harupa Basin at levels that are near the bottom of the weir. So any storage that would be close to the bottom of the weir. The photo on the bottom right shows the intake to the pump station in the Harupa Basin, and this is the pump station that pumps water from the Harupa Basin, where the recharge capacity is slightly less due to a lower infiltration rate. It pumps stormwater to RP3 for recharge. Right now, there's no trash collection system at the Harupa Basin pump intake, so a lot of trash gets in there and can reduce the capacity of the pump station to pump at its full capacity to the RP3 basin, so it can limit recharge capacity in that way. IUA has obtained a trash removal grant that can be used to install a trash collection system at the Harupa Basin pump intake. So our objectives with this feasibility study were twofold: to look at conservation berm improvements and look at this options for the trash collection system improvements. Next slide, please. We conducted this study to analyze some of these potential improvements, looking at options for rearmoring and reconstructing the conservation berm in the Harupa Basin and installing the trash collection system at the pump station intake. We spent some time documenting the existing conditions, documenting the conservation berm improvement alternatives that we developed, developing alternatives for the trash collection systems, and then recommending some next steps to implement some of our proposed improvements. Next slide, please. After looking at multiple alternatives for improving the conservation berm, we recommended removing the existing concreted riprap and constructing an expanded area of new concreted riprap. This became the most economically feasible alternative, comparing the construction costs and the costs of potential lost recharge. Overall, the cost was estimated to be $360,000. This alternative had the simplest construction and shortest construction time, but as with any construction project, there's some uncertainty. In this case, there's a little bit uncertainty as we don't really know the underlying material in that berm. So there's some question mark there that could change the cost of this project. Next slide, please. Looking at the different alternatives for the trash collection system, we landed on a floating containment boom that was overall the most economically feasible, the cheapest, and has the longest life expectancy of the alternatives that we evaluated. Next slide, please. We've developed this a TM that's available for review by the parties. The next step is WaterMaster is going to budget for project implementation. WaterMaster will work with IUA to develop and execute a task order for project implementation to make sure to control and monitor costs to implement these recommended alternatives. IUA is going to handle the RFPs for design and construction, and they'll handle the construction administration for these projects. And then this forthcoming fiscal year, as we discuss in the forthcoming engineering budget, the WaterMaster engineer, we will conduct feasibility studies for the Etiwanda and San Sebastian basins to address those specific issues. This has already been budgeted for in this past fiscal year, so we'll be carrying over the current funds to conduct these feasibility studies. That concludes my update on this project. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Anybody have questions for Garrett on this? All right, hearing none. Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you.
That concludes our engineer report and gets us to item C, Joe, the CFO report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the advisory committee. My report is the same as has been previously provided. The only comment that I would make is on Tuesday, this Tuesday, we are going to do the fiscal year 2022-23 budget release at 10 o'clock a.m.
Wonderful. Questions for Joe? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Item D, the GM report. Peter.
Thank you, Chairman Guy. My report is the same as last week. I'm happy to give any parts of it or all of it again or answer any questions.
All right. Anybody need any follow-up on the GM report items? Hearing none, is there an IUA report separate from the written reports in the agenda packet?
Good morning, Chair. This is Shivaji with IUA. Just a couple things I want to point out, and I think it bleeds over into the Metropolitan Member Agency reports, and I did coordinate with Matt on providing this update. I think this group is aware we've had record dry months, the last couple of months in January and February, and so today we actually anticipate hearing some updates on the state water project allocation. Obviously, that's a big impact to our region, so we'll be tracking that closely. In addition to that, even before this announcement came up, we've been working closely with MET and our retail agencies to look at other programs that can help us in this unique time. Well, I guess it's not going to be so unique anymore, but reverse cyclic and extraordinary groundwater utilization are a couple of the programs we're looking at. We don't have any further updates on that, but I just wanted to let this group know that we are tracking that. That's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Any other MET member agency reports?
Yes, Mr. Chair, this is Matt, Three Valleys.
Hey, go ahead.
Just to add to Shivaji's report, the other big endeavor at MET right now is the future fiscal year MET rates. And if anybody's interested, next week on Tuesday at 12:30, they are having a special finance and insurance committee meeting to discuss their proposed draft budget and rates. So if anybody's interested, log in and take a listen. That's all I have.
Great. Thanks for sharing that. Any other comments or questions? All right. That gets us to committee member comments or other business. All right, there is no confidential session today, and you'll notice our future meetings here at Watermaster are listed on the agenda. If there is nothing else, let's go ahead and adjourn our meeting. It is 9:16. Thanks, everyone.
Come on. Thanks, you got to get them quicker there, Brian.
It's all these
good job, Brian.
You go.
You didn't Brian, you didn't beat the record, though.
I know, but in person, we'll do it, though. It's roll call. It takes a long time.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
All right. See everybody.